on KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are back on ABQ Connect. I'm joined in studio by Doug and Rhoda Abrams. They are founding board members of Casa de Mariposa. Doug and Rhoda, how are you guys?
We're great. How are you too?
Now, I don't think I've had you Have you guys? I haven't seen you for about a year.
Yeah, it's been that long.
A year ago this month, just before our House of Hope event.
Just before your House of Hope event. And yeah. And things are moving forward, still got the ministry going, taking care of women who have kept their babies and helping them all through that process. Let's start today by you telling us about the ministry and what you do.
Go ahead.
Well, Casa de Mariposa is a maternity home ministry that was established 7 years ago by my wife and I and five other colleagues, brothers and sisters in Christ, and we, in that first year, God brought all the resources together that by 2016 we had a home that was donated for our use and all the furnishings for the home to open up to moms and their babies in January 2016, and in 2016 we had four women come to live with us and four babies born, and that was the launching of Casa de Mariposa into ministry service for pregnant women in vulnerable circumstances, needing a safe place to be and the love and support to keep their babies and then move towards becoming self-sufficient.
Now, we should frame this in that you work with a lot of other ministries. Like, for example, you work with CareNet Pregnancy Centers.
Yes.
And so, and I don't want in any way to imply that I know what's going on in a woman's mind when they are faced with pregnancy, one that's unplanned, especially. But what I've learned is that sometimes that's very traumatic. It's scary. There are contrary messages. They might be considering terminating a pregnancy, and the people that do that almost lead them down a road that there is no life after your baby's born. So, but what you guys do together with all of these other ministries is you show people that not only does life go on, but you're giving life. You are, in fact, I was just interviewing Lenya Heitzig. You heard part of the interview, and she said one of the things that's special about women is that we're creators. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. She said we God uses us to create other life, and then we're nurturers. We can feed our babies, yes, you know, through our bodies. I mean, that is all just really amazing God-given stuff, and that's part of the encouragement you give, right, Rhoda?
Well, we try to do that. We also try to wrap a lot of resources around them. You know, CareNet being our big sister, yes, but we engage with Origins, Pro Defending Life, Sidewalk mm-hmm. Advocacies. Just resources.
These are all people I should have on the show too, by the way.
Yes.
That are not only pro-life, but, you know, they help meet our women at any point. If it's not, with baby supplies, it's with just a compassionate word. It's just trying to, give them the opportunity to know that somebody else cares.
Mm.
They're not out there alone trying to do this alone. Mm-hmm. And
you know, the outcomes are pretty nice. I mean,
yeah,
people not only get through the pregnancies, but you help them with other things too, like even vocational things.
Yes, we have a volunteer that has been helping us, and he likes to sit with our women that want to pursue more educational programs. So he helps kind of navigate that so that they can get into some courses at CNM. And also, if they haven't gotten their GED, he can help set up, you know, someone that can tutor them.
Rhoda, when you say you have a volunteer, you can always use more volunteers, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, if somebody goes, oh, yeah, I could probably do that same kind of thing, you kind of need them to get in touch. How do they get in touch with you guys to maybe help with the ministry? Because we ask our listeners to, well, they ask me, they say, look, interview charitable organizations so we can find out who they are, what they are. And as people pray about it, they are led to give in many ways. I mean, it could be volunteering, it could be financial support. And so this is an opportunity really to talk about that. So how do they reach out to you if they want to get in touch?
There's two ways. They can log on to www.casademariposa.org. And then there's also a phone number on that website. And that phone number is
505-358-5341.
And you can ask questions, you know, and you're right. It's not just the volunteering of your time and your talents, but yeah, we'll take your treasures. Mm. We've had so many volunteers just call and say, hey, my mother just passed away and I have some kitchenware or whatever. And we try to store some of those things for our mommies that are kind of graduating or moving into another place of their own. And we just try and support them any way we can. Most of the time we, you know, fill their apartment with everything that they may need.
So that's another neat thing is when they're through with their stay at your residence, they're able to move on and you help them with a lot of those resources.
Yeah. And recently we've also gotten in touch with alumni. When we have some extra time, we go and check on our mommies that have moved out and see how they're doing, kind of just reconnect with them. It's really great to see the babies grow.
Yes.
And then they're toddlers and getting bigger. And so it's really nice that we can stay in touch with them and stay in relationship with them.
Who's qualified to take advantage of your services?
Well, single women who certainly are pregnant. But even now, I think most recently we decided to reach out to women who have recently had their babies within the last year, who are struggling in just trying to get on their feet and take care of themselves and their babies. So those two populations of women are eligible. But as a board, we've also begin to be try to be more flexible and even look at further out into that population. Women who are 18 years of age, and they could have been in or coming from all sorts of different circumstances. We can't at this moment address addiction. If someone is actively in addiction, then we recommend them to other resources that can help them maybe go through a detox program, some 30, 60 day rehabilitation, which then makes them eligible for our program.
One of the things that I always appreciate, you guys are a Christian ministry. You tell people about Jesus, but here's the thing that I like. All pregnant women are eligible to apply at Casa de Mariposa, regardless of race, religion, or national origin. So they can come to you because they need some help. And at the same time, Rhoda, you've told us this. I mean, that you're all living together. There's a little work to do. Everybody has their responsibilities. But what I like about that is some people have never come from any home structure.
Right.
And now they're going to be a mommy. And you teach them that.
Yeah, and life together.
And yeah, you do life together. You can have order and you can have a nice home and it's clean and it's efficient and everybody gets to eat. I mean, that's just kind of what you teach people.
Yeah, so when they leave, they're not so fearful of, oh, how do I make my budget stretch? And, you know.
You even have them go shopping, don't you?
We do. We have a lady that's our house coordinator. We want to say our house manager. She does. She takes the ladies and, you know, they use their state assistance or sometimes they take advantage of the St. Felix Pantry. They've been a great resource for us to get fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. But we teach our mommies how to cook, how to shop, how to store. So when they move out, they can make their dollar stretch. And it's much healthier for them when they're pregnant. You know, they're getting some good meals and not just fast food because we know that we're in this world here of everything is fast, but we try and just come alongside them and help them with the smallest things to pinch pennies. You know, we're all in a tight budget, really.
Yes. And you're not charging for these services.
Correct. These mommies get to stay with us.
Okay. But
rent free.
Right. But people need to know you have expenses to take care of these people. So our listeners can come alongside. What are you doing to build your team behind the scenes to help support Casa de Mariposa?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Jim. This year, we've come to a place in our ministry after 7 years of being a working founding board, which means the board does the work of the board and also the work of the ministry. And now we're at a place where we are looking to hire an executive director person, a program manager, our director, if you will, another house manager, an assistant relief to that person, an admin person, and begin to have a separate ministry team that will fulfill the operations of and the mission of the ministry, and a board that will govern that team. And so we're excited about that because we believe this is going to move us forward to the next season of maturity, if you will, for the ministry and being able to provide the best quality services we can for our moms and babies. And so this year we're going to launch a team building campaign, and it's specifically about raising donations, funds from our community, supporting the salaries of this team that that will enable us to again fulfill our missions and our vision for Casa de Mariposa. And so we'll be advertising, going out into the community, and hopefully people will look into their budgets and see where they can maybe donate on a monthly basis, because then we have this consistent monthly budget that we can begin to depend on that can give our team confidence in being able to have the finances to be responsible for their lives, their responsibilities. So that's one exciting thing we have going on this year.
And people can access more information at casademariposa.org or call 505-358-5341. Doug and Rhoda Abrams are founding board members of Casa de Mariposa. Doug also serves right now as the executive director. We have them all the way up till 2 o'clock, so I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is your personal Bible study time frustrating? Do you need direction? You can study the Bible with a plan and see progress. Listen to this from Skip Heitzig.
All of us, we have trouble with certain parts of the Bible. Sometimes it's tough. But exposure to the Bible, a consistent exposure to the Bible, and I would add on a daily basis, with a consistent desire to obey it, will do more for you than any other thing that I can think of in your Christian walk.
Take the mystery out of studying Scripture with Pastor Skip's book, How to Study the Bible and Enjoy It. Our thanks to you when you give $25 or more to help connect more people with this Bible teaching ministry. Get the tips and tools you need to open your eyes, mind, and heart to God's truth.
You don't have to be afraid of the Bible.
Get your copy of How to Study the Bible and Enjoy It by Skip Heitzig today when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Finding the right school for your child is more important than ever. A school where kids are loved and kept safe, where Christian principles are upheld, and a strong academic foundation is built. Calvary Elementary, a Christian school seeking to nurture the academic, physical, spiritual, and social needs of your student. Now accepting students grades kindergarten through third grade. Details at calvarychurchelementary.com.
I'm Kelly, your teacher's assistant for Bible School of the Air. The Bible and the information contained within is of primary importance and deserves our undivided attention. With all of the bad news, fake news, and biased news we consume on a daily basis, it's critical for us to consume the good news that only comes from the pages of Scripture. In addition to the daily lineup of quality Bible teachers heard on KLYT, we also purpose to create an atmosphere of learning while growing in our relationship with God. Each Saturday, starting at noon, KLYT provides verse-by-verse teaching from Chuck Smith, Chuck Misler, and Skip Heitzig. Classes wrap up in final during a Q&A session with Scott Richards. I'll look forward to you joining me Saturdays from noon to 4 during Bible School of the Air here on KLYT. It's tuition-free. Every week is a great week to start. You'll be glad you did.
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Doug and Rhoda Abrams with Casa de Mariposa Maternity Ministry are here in studio with me today. You've got a new program called the Shepherd Home Program. What's that all about?
Well, Jim, this is a vision that is really near and dear to my heart. And I think the Lord lit a fire in me over the last 4 or 5 years to see the opportunity in our community for the body of Christ to raise up, if you will, homes. Shepherd homes that are single women, couples or families that are, have a heart and a home and want to make that available to a single woman and her baby who's making transition from, you know, having had her baby and getting on her feet and just needing that love and support to get to becoming self-sufficient. And so what that does is it invites a woman into an environment of hospitality where the shepherd gets an opportunity to disciple this young woman, invite her into their church body, and show her the love of Christ in a very genuine way. And we believe that by multiplying this throughout our community, this establishes a network of love and support that I, in my heart of hearts, says will turn Albuquerque from the being known as the late-term capital abortion of the world or New Mexico being known for that, to being a safe haven, that any woman finding herself in this circumstances of pregnancy and needing to make a pregnancy choice will have the love and support she needs to choose life for her and her baby. And so what the program is about is trying to get the church, members of that church congregation in Casa de Mariposa to partner to support that relationship, to facilitate that relationship in whatever ways that that's needed in order for that relationship to thrive, to flourish.
Doug, as you're giving us the description, I'm thinking and prayerfully about people that I know listen to this program. They may be empty nesters, and they may be the perfect age and maybe a calling for them to mentor one of these young people and to disciple that young person. Especially nice for somebody that was a couple to do that, because then they'd have input that a woman needs, but they might also get some input from about, you know, what kinds of things they could do, and especially if they have experience being parents themselves. So I can see how that shepherd home concept, and that's something that all churches could come together to support your efforts. And so let's go back to something you said a little bit earlier, is you are not only working with pregnant single women that are going through the pregnancy process and then birth, but they then stay with you for a little bit after they have the babies?
Yes. They're eligible to stay with us up to a year after the baby's born, in 6 months.
And so would these shepherd homes kind of pick up after they leave?
Would pick up after they leave or somewhere in that process. And so in some ways, the women being in the maternity home is part of the vetting process, because we certainly don't want to put a woman and child in to someone's home who's not ready for that experience or who's not wanting that experience. And so that would be a part of that while she's in the maternity home with us in her pregnancy process, if you will. The shepherd has an opportunity to meet the young woman and begin to develop that relationship to where at some point the baby's born and they say, hey, why don't you come and stay with us while you're finishing your education? Or why don't you and begin to go to church with us and become part of our church family experience and on and on. And so you can see where that becomes relationships, building relationships and having the opportunity to disciple in those relationships.
Well, I like how you describe that, because people that would be committing to do this would get a chance to know the people even before they made that commitment. So that's a nice transition, and you get to see how people are reacting. You've had a lot of positive outcomes. You mentioned your alumni, Rhoda.
Yes.
You've had a lot of women that are doing well after having their babies.
Yeah, some we wish would have stayed with us longer, but it's nice that they stay in touch with us and keep us updated. Sometimes they have needs, and we have really nice donors that, you know, can help fix their car or, like I said, tutor them, maybe even help find them a job, you know, and that happens too, even when they move out, if they're between jobs. They
Rhoda, have you seen moms that may not have had maybe the best family life themselves kind of break that cycle?
Oh, yeah.
And really be great moms to their children?
Yeah, we had a young lady a couple of years back, and she was struggling, and of course it was a tough time for her, but she had her child, she got a job part-time, and then it turned into full-time, and, you know, she was got a job with the state and has become a success story. We also have another mother that when we met her was flown in because she was a high-risk pregnancy and just scared, didn't know anybody here in this city, but we just went and met her, and we met her, and then 3 days later she came to our home, and then I think a few days after that she had her baby boy, and at one point she thought it'd be good to go back to family and raise him around family, but that didn't work out, and she was right away looking us up, can I come back? And at that time we were just trying to pilot a program with mom and child, and she chose to be one of our pilot program mommies, and we just came alongside her and helped her, and she did really well. And then when her availability to move out with her voucher, she moved out, and now she goes to school, takes her child to daycare, goes to school, works also, and goes to school part-time and works. And, you know, recently we invited her to one of our mommy's baby showers, and it was kind of interesting that she said her car broke down, but she wasn't in a hurry to fix it. She said, you know, guys, I've been saving a lot of money. I got on the bus, and I don't have to pay for gas. I didn't have to pay for insurance or registration or even fixing the car. She says, I'm going to start saving some money to buy another car. She said, but I realized how lazy I was getting. And now I have to walk a couple of blocks to get to the bus stop or get to work or get Messiah to the daycare. But she says, I found muscles that I never even knew I had. So it's a positive thing. So it was just really nice to just touch base with her again and, you know, just staying in touch with these women and just letting them know that we love them. We still care about them, even though they're not in the home.
Yeah. You mentioned in our first segment that you are coordinating with a lot of other ministries. Tell us those other agencies too. Shout out to them if you would.
Alongside Ministries have mentored.
Yeah, Dee Dee's come on, on the show.
Dee Dee Jones. We've had MCH work with some of our moms previously. Of course, CareNet, Origins, Pro Defending Life, Women's Pregnancy Options. Let's see. We've had St. Felix Pantry provide GED preparation classes for some of our mothers. Sarah Nam, one of our moms, got into their educational program a couple years ago. And we've had PB&J work with some of our moms. Cuidando Los Niños provide daycare.
Mm-hmm.
CYFD has provided child care assistance for some of our moms in the past. We had Beehive Homes provide employment for several of our mothers, both in their pregnancy and afterwards, that gave them an income and a sense of, you know, I can do this. You know, I can work and be pregnant, or I can work and have a child and begin to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Those are just some that come to mind, any that you can think of.
We've been talking with a program called Adoption.
Options Beyond Adoptions is trying to build a ministry that provides guardianship for women who want to get their lives in order but don't want to give up custody of their child. So it provides temporary guardianship and allows the mom to get on her feet and get things in order so that she can have her child back and then begin to raise her child on her own.
Well, I know you don't do this because you want me to recognize you on the radio, but there are ministries, and I've shared this before, when I was much younger, we'd go take our spiritual law tracks and go evangelize. I'm putting up my quote marks. And really what we were doing is meeting people and saying hello, but we didn't, and I knew this at the time, which is even more embarrassing, we didn't really get to know them. We were just kind of throwing stuff out there about the Lord. And if they didn't immediately agree with us, we'd just walk away and go to the next person. And what I like is that you are committed to loving people right where they are before they have faith, before anything. And you're just saying, look, we're going to love you. We're going to help you with your child. We're going to help you with your physical needs. We're going to put a roof over your head. Maybe teach a little discipline. There's going to be some mentoring. There'll be a little Bible study thing. And you're inviting people to that. There's no coercion.
Right.
Right? I mean, you
it's
guys
an
are.
It's an invitation.
Yeah. It's an invitation. And you're seeing amazing outcomes from that. And so I say all of that because I think there's listeners that they like that kind of commitment. They are wanting to be part of really seeing positive outcomes. God encourages them by seeing when they can see him working. And so do you have volunteer opportunities for people?
All the time.
Put me on the spot there. Volunteer opportunities? Let me see.
Yes. You can drive a mommy to a doctor's appointment. You can take her shopping. You can just come over and have a little Bible study with her. You can invite her to church. You can, you know, take her for a walk. Just show her the love of Christ somehow. And
show her how to knit quilting. What are some of the other crafts work that some of the ladies do that's
hey,
interesting?
I've done some mean crochet.
Crochet. Wow.
There you go.
I mean, no, the truth is I could make like a square, but I don't know how you actually make things like a hat. I don't know how you actually bring any shape to it.
A square's good. Yeah. You could use it like a hot pad, you know?
Oh, there you go.
See?
Well, but I use the kind of, what do you call it? Yarn?
Yarn.
That as soon as you touch it with something hot, it would melt, right? Some acrylic stuff. Yeah. So that wouldn't work for the hot pad.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. I don't have the motor skills to do that very effectively.
But let me say this about the volunteer opportunity. It's, you know, at the core of it, it's really about taking the time or making the time to establish a relationship with a young lady. Even if it's just coming and sitting with her and listening to her story and understanding her in a way that you can be compassionate towards her and begin to and realize that you can help her find her way to a loving relationship with Christ that'll make a difference for her for eternity.
CasaDeMariposa.org, 505-358-5341. Lots of opportunities. Looking forward to seeing you guys next time. Thank you for being
here. Thank you, Jim.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.